Throwing all my extra change in grandma's mason jar. Turns out a pile of pennies won't take you all that far. I watch that greyhound leaving town and wonder where she goes. The rate that I've been going, I may never know. Lord, I've spent half my life just wasting my sweet time. My luck's been drawn out for too many years, waiting on a ride out of here. I've been striking out of love so many times that I can't count. But there ain't too many choices left in this little town. Well, I heard there's a world somewhere up past the county line. There's gotta be a woman waiting to be mine. Lord, I've spent half my life just wasting my sweet time. My luck's been drawn out for too many years, waiting on a ride out of I'm here on the side of the road with my blues. I'm going somewhere with nothing to lose. Lord, I've spent half my life just wasting my sweet time. My luck's been dry now for too many years, waiting on a ride out of here.
All right, you're tuned to Katie and Kay. This is Express Yourself, and joining me in studio, gracious enough to stop by on their way to a show up in Aspen at the Home Team Barbecue, that was Songs from the Road Band. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah,
thanks
yeah.
for having us.
Yeah.
So let's see, we had Sam Wharton on the guitar, James Schindler on the fiddle, Mark Schimmick on the mandolin, and Charles Humphrey III on the bass.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You guys have been crisscrossing all around Colorado for the last few weeks, mm-hmm. and you're almost to the end of this tour, stopping up in Aspen. How has it all been so far?
Very scenic.
I imagine you had that perfect window of the fall colors.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful. And we've had some really great shows along the way. And just super happy.
What are some of the places that you've been playing?
We really have been all over the state. We started off in the Front Range for 4 or 5 days. And we did Fort Collins and Gold Hill right outside of Boulder. And then Boulder. Actually, we played Boulder twice. We played, we went from Front Range down to Colorado Springs and then Durango and then back to Denver for a show and then back to Cortez for a show. And then now we're up here for Aspen and then Lions tomorrow. Then we're heading home.
So is there a lot of pressure having called yourselves the Songs from the Road band to constantly be on the road?
We're constantly on the road right now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say there's necessarily pressure, but we love the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're out here all the time.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be back in February if any of your listeners want to suggest places for us to play. And then we got some big news. We'll be at the Pagosa Folk and Bluegrass Festival in June as well.
Wow. And so you're at Home Team Barbecue in Aspen tonight.
Yeah, 6 to 9. It's an early show. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you can make it up, please visit us. It'll be a good time.
And you guys have stopped by Katie and Kay before and played on Barn Darlington's show. That would have been quite a while ago. Maybe
last summer,
about a year. Yeah. Where were you playing at then?
Very similar, all over the state, you know.
Yeah, I think we did a Steve's Guitar in the area, and we were out here doing some other things as well. We just love Colorado. There's so many music lovers out here. It's a great place to visit.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And so when you're on the road and you're driving together, what kind of music do you guys like to listen to?
We mix it up quite a bit.
Yeah. I think everybody's got their own go-to.
We listen to all kinds of music. I try to find new music, but then I get, you know, sometimes the old music comes up. You know, you have certain tunes that keep you awake at 4 o'clock in the morning when you're driving, or
yeah,
Aerosmith. Wake you up. You know, yeah, it's always Aerosmith for James.
Yeah.
And you are from Asheville, North Carolina. So what other places do you like to tour?
Let's see. We're at Floyd Fest for our second year in a row for 4 days. That's in Floyd, Virginia. That's a huge gathering of community and music that we're proud to be a part of. We've done Red Wings Roots Festival. We've done Rooster Walk. We got to do a cool tribute to Newgrass Revival with featuring John Cowan as a special guest. That was kind of one of the musical highlights of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Florida. We go to Florida a lot in the wintertime. That's always fun. Whatever else do you like to play, Sam?
I love playing. I like playing everywhere. You know, I like to find new places and new people and put on a good show.
We're gonna have a big house on the Outer Banks of North Carolina for Thanksgiving with several shows. We're looking forward to that.
Outer Banks is definitely a favorite place.
Definitely.
We got to play on a seafood dock in Oriole, North Carolina, a couple weeks ago, and we raised $11,000 for Hurricane Dorian flood relief, the Working Watermen's Association of Ocracoke Island. And that was something where Wicked Weed, one of our sponsors, donated all the beer and they cooked a pig. And that was a kind of unique experience for a good cause.
So, Charles, you were telling me that it's been about 18 months since you guys decided to go full-time with Songs on the Road Band. How's it going? You guys have a bunch of albums coming out.
Yeah, it's true. We're on our fifth album, but we've only been touring for about 18 months, so we're just still working hard to get our name out there, and are just honored to get the work and having a good time. It's a lot of working bands out there, a lot of really talented artists, so you have to kind of build your team and be lucky as well as have a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I'd love to hear more about your newest album, Waiting on a Ride, but I welcome you also to play another song before we get into that.
Let's play a tune, we'll talk some more.
Let's do it. Yeah, here's one Mark wrote entitled Nowhere to Land.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Well, get this land down, just a great blue sea. But I'm far from shore now, and the blue won't let me be. Trying to make it home, but I hope, Lord, you'll understand that I find in this airplane I got nowhere to land. Connections too. Well, gas tech is run low. I guess it's fine, almost to you. There's a thousand story tales that I'll tell you, Lord, if I can. That I'll find in this airplane. I got nowhere to land. Thank you. great blue sea. But I'm far from shore now, and the blue let me be. We're just trying to make it home, but I hope, Lord, you'll understand that I'm flying in this airplane. I got nowhere to land. Well, I'm flying in an airplane. I got nowhere to land.
Wow, cheers. That was a great one.
Thanks, man.
And you wrote that, Mark?
Yes, sir.
So how does the process go for writing songs? Or do you guys each write songs? Are there primarily songwriters in the group?
Charles writes most of them. I tend to write about two or three a year.
Uh-huh.
But that being said, you know, I've been at it. I'm 45 years old. I figure I write a better song now than I did when I was 20. So that's how that goes.
And you have a good stash, I'm sure.
It's getting there. It's definitely better than it was. But I'd say my personal trade would be I could play a lot of instruments. Charles is predominantly a songwriter, and he plays a few.
I have eternal youth. I'm 20 years old.
Yeah.
That's what I bring to the band. Eternal youth.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good quality.
Yeah. For somebody's got to do it.
We don't look old, do we?
It's really clear that you guys have a great time playing together. And I suppose, you know, this being bluegrass, there's probably a lot of improvisation that goes on as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We have fun in the stage show for sure. No show's ever the same. You know, it might be the same exact songs, but it'd be totally different. You never know what you're going to get. We don't really know what's going to happen. So. Yeah.
Well, we mix it up and we stream all our shows on Mixlr app. That's right. For any of you guys out there in the listening audience that want to keep track of what we're doing on a regular basis.
So I'm unaware of Mixlr app. How does that work?
It's M-I-X-L-R, and you put it on your phone or your computer, and then you log in, and when your favorite bands are playing live, it'll give you an update, and you can just listen for free. And then you can actually chat along with other people listening. It's kind of like an online community.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And so how did you all get together and begin playing?
I met Sam when he was living out here in Telluride, Colorado. Mark and I met back in North Carolina, and we all started picking together and then started working together on these albums many years ago. And like we said before, just started touring about 18 months ago. And that's when we met James. He's originally from Montana, two-time national fiddle champion, now living in Asheville, North Carolina. So we're very proud of this young man, super talented fiddle player, and it's very exciting to release him upon the world here.
James, were you already living in North Carolina, or did you move out to play with the band?
Yeah, I had been living in North Carolina for a little bit before I started playing with these guys. I had just moved out there because I had a friend who was doing a lot of music, and so, yeah. And then I met these guys and had some interesting gigs with them, and then
you never stopped
from there.
And do you guys switch around with the instruments for your shows, or are you primarily on the instruments that you're each playing?
We do mix it up a little bit. I think it's fun for the audience. Most recently, Sam and Mark have been switching up mandolins and guitars and things like that. But we're still working on new ways to take advantage of the talents within the band to create a good show. So I'm sure you'll see more of that in the future as well.
So obviously bluegrass is a strong suit, and I saw that you do a little bit of jazz as well. For your music, particularly the fiddle player.
Yeah, I have some background in jazz and swing that I grew up doing and in college, and definitely try to add that element to the palette that our band has.
We spent a lot of time last year listening to a lot of Miles Davis on the road too. Uh-huh. So that ended up creeping up in some of our improvisations was some open, less notes, but notes you don't expect kind of thing. And he's pretty good to follow. James is pretty good to follow on that kind of a thing. So.
Sweet. And I imagine traveling so often, you get a lot of different influences, especially if you're playing festivals. And
yeah, we do get to see a lot of great music at festivals and meet a lot of great musicians and get a lot of different ideas. So,
yeah,
you know, the show is always evolving, I think, based on where we are in time. I think that's probably true for anybody. So,
yeah,
but we travel a lot, so we get the chance to like play together a lot too. So our music evolves rather quickly.
Yeah.
Because we do it all the time.
And, I mean, it always comes up with, you know, traveling so often, working together, driving. How do you guys, you know, stay good in your relations to one another to keep it going?
You ever seen that movie Fight Club?
Yeah.
or Team America. We just kind of call everybody Gary. And
we
it kind of makes everything politer. No matter if you want something done, if you say Gary after it, it makes it a little more polite.
Yeah.
So that's our secret weapon, is just to say Gary when you want some. Thanks, Gary.
It pretty much works for everything in life.
Solid advice.
Do it for your country, Gary.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. You guys want to play another song?
We'd be glad to.
Yeah.
Here's another one off a new record. It's about Austin. One entitled Austin, Austin.
One, two, three.
She was at a front row table, peeling the label of Old Star beer. Blue eyes staring at me crystal clear. Every time we played a love song, she would sing along and hang on every word. I could not wait to spend some time with her. But when the show was over, I looked out at the crowd and she was gone. She's lost in Austin, lost in Austin, lost in Austin. I don't even her name. I don't even know her name.
Walked between the raindrops, blind stopped looking for her in a mirror.
I swear that woman made my heart stand still.
We only shared a moment, but I know, I just know it was real. Lost in Austin, lost in Austin, lost in Austin. I don't even know her name. I don't even know her name. Every town that we play out of God. What I lost in Austin, lost in Austin, lost in Austin. I don't even know her name. I don't even know her name.
Fantastic. So that was from the new album, Waiting on a Ride. Could you guys talk a little bit about this album and what makes this particular one special?
Yeah, I think this is one of the most bluegrass records we've done. It's the first time we did a record with a traveling band. So we've been touring for about 12 months, and we're able to go in to the studio over at Echo Mountain Studios in Asheville, North Carolina, and record these 11 songs with five guys that have been touring. So that was fun to have been able to try some of the songs out on the stage before. And I think we got a good group of stuff that kind of goes together. It's got a nice flow.
And there's a banjo player that's not among you touring, but...
Correct. Ron Cavanaugh does the banjo duties on the CD, and he's absolutely fantastic, dear friend of ours.
Awesome. Cool. And so do you usually record in North Carolina?
We do usually record in North Carolina, I think just because it's close to where we live. We've done a few records in Chapel Hill at Echo Mountain, and then we did one or two in Chapel Hill at the Rubber Room with Jerry Brown when we were kind of spending more time in that area.
Sweet. So once again, you guys are playing at the Home Team Barbecue in Aspen. That's tonight. What time?
6 to 9.
Mm-hmm. 6 to 9. Yep. So you're going to have to get up there pretty soon.
Yeah, we'll be heading straight there.
Thank you so much for stopping by, Katie.
Thank you, Raleigh. Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
And as you mentioned, you'll be back in February and June.
Correct. Definitely. Yes. So, yeah, thanks for having us, Colorado.
Anybody listening who wants to book a great bluegrass, Americana, and even a little bit of jazz band? This is the one.
Songs on the Road. We do have a website. It is songsfromtheroadband.com.
And I assume this new record's there, also in person, up in Aspen tonight.
Yep.
All right. Thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Have a great day.